Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Good morning. This is Connery, Sean Connery. And you might think that I'm just another sophisticated yet rugged Scottish movie star. And you'd be right. What's my secret? The truth is I can't start my day without listening to The Big Show with John Boy and Billy. Trust me, they're a lot funnier than Dr. No and Blofeld. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
Morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. Cock-a-doodle-doo, y'all. It is Thursday, April the 4th. Get on up and celebrate National Hug a News Person Day. I guess just if you're around them, not everybody has access to huggable news people.
They want to ask first, also. That's
these
days, I guess.
Kind of frowned upon it,
But I guess randomly. That means, appreciate them.
Check out the hot weather vibes.
Yeah, there's a fine line between hug and assault.
All right. Yeah. It's National School Librarian Day.
Hey, that's your sister.
Yeah, my sister. Worked as a librarian in my old high school. She was so proud of her brother. A picture back there at the bus stop for making it out of Graham. On the bus.
Yeah. She wasn't the band the book kind. She was the one that brought books in and put them on the shelf.
National Chicken Cordon Bleu Day. The blue is for the blue cheese in the dish, which is very good.
Easy to make.
I know that. Chicken, ham, and cheese. Yeah, we can do that. Mm-hmm. National Vitamin C Day. Be a good idea. Take you some vitamin C. National Jeep 4x4 Day. What's the deal with the ducks? See, more and more of it since you told me about it on the dashboard.
Yep.
I got me a little Jeep. But
well, you ought to try, yeah, you know, driving around.
Real ducks. I got it to hide out in my duck hunting.
For the Jeep fans, his is, John Boy has a YJ. But it was a great Jeep. It was the one that they had the square headlights on.
Yeah, yeah, man, just a little one, just a little run around. I love that thing.
You drive by and you see on the dash all the ducks, and he's got a real duck.
That's a good one. All right. Well, we'll work on that later. So National Burrito Day, we can do that.
I can get on board.
Oh, man, great story about Johnny Burritos in downtown Charlotte. My middle son, Stick, went to work there at the NASCAR meet. He was downtown. He still makes a trip to Johnny Burritos. It just loves his favorite place to eat. So Johnny, the owner there, North Carolina State team, when they were playing in Charlotte, North Carolina for the NCAA tournament, of course, you know, as we know now, they are a Final Four team this weekend. So they would eat at Johnny Burritos. They loved their burritos.
Ooh.
And it just so happened that then after that, they kept winning, so they kept eating there. You know how superstitious their coach is and stuff? Jack, I'm here to tell you this. Jack just told me. So they had it. So the flag that North Carolina State had in their locker room to celebrate they won, you know, that section. So they're in the Final Four. They all autographed it and presented it to Johnny for Johnny Burritos. Isn't that cool?
Awesome. Yeah.
I go, Stick, man, you ought to be thinking, find out the Final Four's in Phoenix. If somehow you get Johnny to make some burritos and we'll figure out how to get them to him.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool? And then, you know, just peel off a couple, you know, we can have them while we watch a game.
To the idiot, my bill.
Attention all truck drivers.
All right, wonderful. National Burrito Day. Somebody work that out. Let me know. All right, let's wake up. Hey, we are awake and hungry already. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack today, a Southern East Pets Pack. Give your furry friend some relaxation with a Southern East bacon-flavored pet CBD gummies. It's made with the same care as our human gummies, cause every pet deserves a moment of tranquility. Go to southerneasepets.com or look for their link at thebigshow.com. Use code JBB, get an exclusive offer. Must be 18 to win. Let's get you set with our 3 dates in history, where we will glean our categories from. 1887, April the 4th, a woman named Susanna M. Salter was elected as the first female mayor of an American city. More than 60% of the voters in Argonia, Kansas, selected Salter as a new mayor, which came with a tiny $1 per year annual salary.
Wow.
Way to go there, Susanna.
And look how it's inflated.
Yeah. 1967, Johnny Carson quit as host of The Tonight Show.
I quit.
He returned 3 weeks later with a $30,000 a week pay raise.
A week.
Worked I'd have gone back, too.
Yeah.
A week. That's bad. 1967. All right.
Ooh.
And finally, it was on this date in 1975. Steve Miller is arrested for burning his girlfriend's clothes. Bonita DiOrio was attempting to put out flames to save her clothing from burning when police arrived at the Miller residence. Well, Miller refused to be handcuffed and was charged with resisting arrest. Luckily, the charges were dropped the next day and Miller was set free. DiOrio's clothing, however, was gone with the wind. And then he wrote The Joker. Nah, it wasn't that Steve Miller. It'd be fun if it was, I guess. Okay, well, there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line. Let's see if we can get together. We'll play Outburst next. Thursday morning, Big Show is on the radio. Got today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, sponsored by the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th, Charlotte Motor Speedway. Mad Max gets amnesia. Mayhem ensues. Search for keywords, Max Amnesia. Hit that Bitbox at thebigshow.com. And right now, get that winning beginning for that.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Jamie from Cleveland, Tennessee.
We'll have a big show time.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. Is that you, Jamie?
I'm here.
All
yeah,
right,
first
buddy.
Time.
All right. Hey, well, let's go ahead. All right. Got your mood and everything. Let's get you through these three categories, Jamie. Get that Southern
All
East
right.
Pets back. Have you got a four-legged friend there, Jamie?
No, I don't. I got a no-legged friend.
How's that? You got a snake?
Yep, it's a snake.
How about that? All right, then. I don't know these Southernese pets gummies. Well, they work on snakes.
I wouldn't feed them.
If you want to get them
no.
to turn loose,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think they would take them anyway.
All right, well, Jamie will be able to make a four-legged friend.
There you go.
Yeah. And then, you know.
There we go.
Maybe if it's small enough, have a little supper with you. All right, then. Well, let's get to it, Jamie. We need, in five seconds, three women in politics, past or present. Ready, go.
All right, Kamala Harris, Nikki Haley, and Nancy Pelosi.
All right. Now we need three TV hosts, past or present. Ready, go.
Johnny Carson, Kelly Clarkson, Ryan Seacrest.
Attaboy. And for the win, three female names that start with the letter B. Ready, go.
Barbara, Betty, and Benita.
Yes, and you remember Benita from the Steve Miller clothes burning incident. I like it.
Yeah.
And I thought Tater was stretching for that category. But good work. Jamie, you got it, buddy. Southernese Pets Pack headed over to Cleveland for you.
All right. Thank you much. Can I give a shout-out?
You go ahead.
Just all the armed men and women in the military. We appreciate you every day.
Well, all right there, Jamie. We appreciate you, buddy. Hang on for Jackie. All right, yeah. Jackie getting Jamie's stuff to get him Southernese Pets back. He's going to impress a young lady giving some pet gummies to her four-legged friend. I like the way he goes, and I appreciate his shout out to all the armed men and women of our military. And I guess since his pet doesn't have any arms, you know, he wants to salute somebody that does. Yeah, the news intro would be good to hear, baby. If we could right after my punchline.
Okay, honey.
You know,
I'll get right on.
I was actually talking to Marcy over there, dude. So yeah, there it is. All right, good deal.
Hall of Fame, radio.
I think the rim shot was much better.
I think you're right. All right, well, let's catch you up on your news. Time capsule, other side.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
It's time to act like
Patrick! You better not eat my ham biscuit! I want it! You know how you can tell he's in trouble? Because when I accuse him of something, he lift up his shirt and shake his belly at me. Yeah, all right, that's funny. Go on, get the hell out of here. Yo, what's up? Welcome to Axe Ike, the place to go for all the 411 you need for all your, what you call, geriatrational relationship shrimpices. Dig this. Dear Ike, I enjoy your segment on The Big Show. Thank you. I believe the phrase is word. They're all such interesting people, especially Rayford.
Oh, what the hell?
He's really had an interesting life. It must be great to have all that experience to draw from. Oh, I wore out just reading the damn list. What's it like to work with someone with that much history? Signed, Jay Forrester, Richmond, Virginia. Dear Jay, it's hell. Rayford think he know everything. The problem is, he can't remember none of it. Oh, yeah, it's a ball working with Rayford. I ain't had this much fun since the summer I did community service rinsing out bedpans at the nervous hospital.
Whoa.
And there was a lot less crap to deal with. But you do learn a lot. For example, you learn not to go into the bathroom for a half hour after Rafe has been in there. I now know more about leaf blowers, loud pipes, and working women than I ever thought I would. And I never knew mothballs was considered a substitute for Old Spice. But he is good for one thing. Material. Let me preach on it. Nah. Rayford's so old, he drove one of them Flintstone cars to the prom and made his date do all the footwork. Rayford's so old, his driver's license is wrote in hieroglyphics. Rayford's so damn old, his memory is in black and white. He went into an antique store and they sold him. He called the cops on David and Goliath. Ah, you damn kids, take your rumble to the other side of Judah. He was the DJ at the Boston Tea Party. I'd like to send this one out to Thomas Jefferson. His birth certificate's on a stone tablet. Rayford's so old, he was the busboy at the Last Supper. He lists his address as the Smithsonian. Oh. Rayford's so old, he knew Mr. Clean when he had an afro. Man, what's up with that, man? Rayford's so old, he dated Eve before Adam did. He worked on the pit crew for Ben Hur. Rayford's so old, he got arrested for holding illegal velociraptor fighting. He still owes Moses a shekel. The government declared him a historical site. Finally. This is my favorite. This is for John Boy. Rayford's so old, when he farts, moths fly out of his butt. Damn, I can't get that picture out of my head. I still say when they give him that lifetime contract, they should have one of them, what you call, stipulations in it. Specifying how many lifetimes. He's already up to 10 or 11, so I guess we're stuck. So we can't do no sticking no foot in the crack of Rayford's ass, or as he calls it, Armageddon. We love you, Rayford. You old bastard. This is Ike. Peace out.
If you want to ask Ike, mail to Ask Ike. John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 7663, Charlotte, NC, 28241.
This just in from Dr. Purvis. Rayford's so old, when he started, the Dead Sea wasn't even sick yet.
John Boy and Billy.
Mommy!
Morning radio done right.
Thursday morning, April 4th, 2024. This portion of the Big Show brought to you by JD's.
Howdy, friends. Well, spring has done sprung up on us. And with weather getting warmer, it's time to start thinking about getting back out in the great outdoors and trying to hide from the law on your less than legal backwoods activities. That's why right here at JD's 24-hour drive-thru Pawn and Gun Auto Parts Pharmaceutical Adult Gift Bait and Tackle Discount Cigarette Outlet has you in mind for the steamy hot months ahead. That's right, friends. It's the JD's. It's gonna get hot soon, and we need some junk sale-o-rama. Save time getting your yard took care of with JD's all-new 1,400 horsepower, 17-speed beer urine-powered 360-degree lawnmower. Get your grass cut up for 400 acres in less time than it takes to apologize for a racist pastor. We got Blu-rays, tow chains, brake rotors, Zantac, hog collars, G-strings, spinner baits, bed liners, bail bonds, denture glue, Marlboros, and more naked lady silver mud flaps than a truck stop in Iowa. Spend your spring and summer with JD's all-new backyard hammock accessory kit featuring a tequila drip IV and high-definition ESPN posted to the tree of your choice, fully protected from rain damage from our brand new steel cable from your neighbor without getting caught technology. Hey, we're more innovative than an MIT math student. We got trail mix, boxer shorts, tranny fluid, Pepto, subwoofers, KY dirty books, beer kegs, and the largest assortment of Walker Texas Ranger posters east of the Mississippi River. Limit two per customer, please.
I've got plans this weekend.
And with all the warm weather coming up and all, treat your old lady by entering the JD Summer Getaway Contest. Register at any location for a fun filled week in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, where you and a toothless girl of your dreams can sit back and watch the grass grow through one of NASCAR's most famous tracks. It'll be more fun than watching a fat girl on a reality show.
All right, now that does it. We're going back to watching TNA wrestling.
So what are you waiting for? Get your butt on down to JD's 24-hour drive-thru Pawn and Gun Auto Parts Pharmaceutical Adult Gift Bait and Tackle Discount Cigarette Outlet and get a free 18-pack of ice beer just for filling out our survey on There Ain't Nobody to Vote For President this year. Come visit our new location in West Memphis, Arkansas on Interstate 40 next to Big Willie's House of Deer Jerky and Nylon Pantyhose Museum. Kids under 14 free. Do it today.
JD's, JD's, what a southern boy needs.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
I didn't see you there. Yeah, this is Professor Merwin Hannaday, head of Big Show Science and History Division, and you're listening to two boys who are destined to be history. John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Oh, yeah, when I say they'll be history, I didn't mean to imply a negative. I simply meant that what did I mean?
A Big Show on the radio. We're rolling through your Thursday, April the 4th, 2024. Oh, is this the first one of our palindrome numbers there?
No, the first one, the palindrome dates are really, there's a bunch of them in April.
April.
But the first one was the 2nd of April.
Okay.
So 4-2-2-4. It's the same backwards and forwards.
Okay, so that's the whole deal. That's what a palindrome is. Like, you know that T-shirt I got? Taco Cat. You can spell it either way.
Yep.
So, and also race car is one.
Uh-huh.
So, see, R-A-C-E-C-A-R. You spell it backwards. R-A-C-E-C-A-R.
Wow!
Never odd or even is a palindrome with words.
Yep.
So, Dennis Send is one.
Mm-hmm. Step on no pets.
Step on no pets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Taco Cat wins.
certainly makes the better T-shirt.
Yeah. So the numbered palindrome, so April 2nd.
Especially today.
4-2-2-4 goes away. So the next one will be 4-2-0-2-4.
All the 20s in this month.
Every 20, 4-2-0-2-4, 4-2-1-2-4, okay.
Yeah, I can't recall ever seeing 11 palindrome dates inside of a single month.
Because this is the first time we've ever had, 1924, but that's not the same as 20. Go 2-0, 2-4 is very important. Wow, okay. So anyway, you can maybe win a bar bet or amaze your friends or, like I'm doing, just amaze yourself. Write them down and look at them. All right.
Right.
Well, how about it? You're welcome. Fun things to do by yourself here, courtesy of the Big Show.
Yay.
All right. Hey, Bob Ibach's got something interesting. Alabama fans, you want to listen up. Old Bob coming up in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code Big Show. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code Big Show.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. Winner gets a Bull Snot prize pack. Truck drivers keep America moving, and Bull Snot makes sure they look good doing it. Look for Bull Snot at truck stops across America or brownox.com. Also, of course, you can go to thebigshow.com. Click on the Bull Snot banner for more info. And I know you want to go to thebigshow.com and click on the NYCO Sports banner, and we fixing to find out why. Because our man Bob Ibach is on the line. Good morning, Bob, and happy Final Four weekend.
I'll tell you what, Final Four, and John Boy and Billy, it's always a pleasure to be with you guys and your network, and we have to thank you for all the work that you've done, the hospitality. We're up to over $3.3 million now that we've raised for charities.
Awesome.
And I know your listeners have been a big part of that over the years. And, you know, I was looking back at the basketball schedule, college basketball schedule in December, and I thought to myself, after Alabama lost three straight games to Purdue, Creighton, and Arizona to fall to 6-5. I said, you know what? I don't think we're going to be talking Final Four stuff about the Crimson Tide. And boy, lo and behold, they ended up going 25-11, had an unbelievable run through the Western region in the tournament, beating Charleston, Grand Canyon, North Carolina, the number one seed, and Clemson. And now they're facing another mountaintop in UConn on Saturday. And we've got something for Crimson Tide fans. You're going to want to get this because it's never, ever happened before in the school's history. Now, I'm talking about going to the Final Four, finally. And it's a beautifully framed 15 by 17 inch photo collage with a black frame around the outside, got all kind of cool information in the middle, got the season's final season record or up to date, school logo, Final Four logo right there in the center, championship history for the Tide, and the road to the Final Four breakdown. So we go back over the games that they won against Charleston, Grand Canyon, North Carolina, Clemson, all listed there. We'll also include the games that they play over the weekend, and hopefully they can go on and take this to another level if they can beat UConn and then either North Carolina or the Purdue winner in the other semifinal game. So only 2,024 of these framed items will ever be produced. They sell for $119.95 each. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to the charity of Alabama's choice. It's called Yay Alabama. Helps out a lot of the students there. And when you order these framed items, you'll get a something on the backside that you can either hang it or display it. So it's all set to go in your home or office. You don't have to do anything else but just show it. So if you'd like to go ahead and order these, again, they're only $119.95 each. Only 2,024 will be produced to celebrate the first ever in championship history for Alabama to be in the Final Four. Those games will be played this weekend out in Arizona. Here's the phone number that you can call to order these, but I do encourage people, don't wait, because every year these have sold out, and again, only 2,024 will ever be made. The toll-free number is 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868, or just go to the website, nicosports.com. You spell it NIKCOsports.com. That's NIKCOsports.com. And with Father's Day, Mother's Day coming up, graduations, birthdays, what a great gift idea for that Bama fan.
That is it. I'm looking at it right now, Bob. Beautiful. It is beautiful. So jump on it. And as always, you can go to our website at thebigshow.com. Click on the NICO Sports banner. It'll take you right there. But, yeah, once our listeners, once everybody starts seeing this, and Alabama fans, first time ever, going to sell out quick. So, yeah, like encourage you, like Bob said, hop on it right now if you can, the first chance you get when you park, pull over, do something right now.
Like I like to say, it's a slam dunk, baby.
That's it. All right, Bob, we'll see what happens after the weekend, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right, listen, have a good rest of the week, and we'll talk to you guys down the road.
All right, good deal, Bob. Thank you so much. Once again, 1-800-345-2868, or click on that NICO link at thebigshow.com. All right, now let's play our John Boy Jeopardy game. Review yesterday's question. We found out, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, blah, 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 this biodegradable product takes up the most space in American landfills. Yeah. Talked about that. Paper. When it's like all together, it kind of lasts a long time. Yeah. Notice that.
Look, he learned something.
Oh, my.
Today's John Boy Jeopardy. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, this is the most commonly littered item found in the world's oceans.
Oh, what is fish poop?
Well, that's kind of supposed to be there. Oh. So what y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. It's a big show on the radio. Yeah, I got it. But it's Thursday, April 4th. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, brought to you by the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. Shot him on the Speedway. Mad Max gets amnesia. Funny stuff. Search for keywords. Max Amnesia. Hit that bit box at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America. It's John Boy Jeopardy.
Wah, wah.
And now a man who often looks longingly into the sea and wonders, why didn't anyone ever act on that feed tuna fish mayonnaise idea? He's John Boy.
All the time, thank you. Let's say hey to William out of Cleveland, Tennessee. Good morning, William.
Hey, how we doing, brother?
Hey, bub, we are doing good, man. Welcome in here. All right, man, you got the first shot at it. Let's see. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, this is the most commonly littered item found in the world's oceans. What you got, William?
Cigarette butts.
Cigarette butts. Let's see. That's it, man. Oh, so it says here, a little explanation. Let's find out why. Well, most cigarette filters are made out of cellulose acetate. That is a plastic-like material. I know. That's easy to manufacture, but not easy to degrade. Even with the reduced numbers of smokers, an estimated 4.5 trillion butts are still being tossed out every year.
Wow. Wowee, really?
No, that's it, man.
That's a nasty habit.
I
used to love them, boy.
Tell me about it, will you?
All of us.
I know. All of us. I said that deal is not far from the truth there. When I was doing that article, I said, yeah, man, I've been smoking all this time. When I became a disc jockey, they gave you a pair of headphones and a pack of cigarettes.
And a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah, got a cup of coffee. We got that part. All right. Hey, William, well, good job there, buddy. You got $120 worth of bull snot cleaning products made in the USA. You clean up around here there, buddy.
Hey, I'll flat do, or I can use a bath.
I'm going to turn you over to Jackie then. She'll give you some tips.
Hey, thank you, bro.
All right, my boy. Why we gonna jump out right now? Catch you up with your news right on the other side. Oh yeah, Sherman Pratt, the Big Show Pratt, makes a scene. Morning. About 20 minutes. Find out what's going on. The Big Show Drive-In Theater. Right now, cue the brat.
Greetings, fellow humanoids. Sherman Pratt, the Big Show Brat here with today's topic, a pet monkey. If your mom and dad haven't turned off the radio by now, you're probably alone. Show me a kid who has never wanted his own monkey and I'll eat a bug. A monkey is the ultimate pet. It's like the world's coolest little human in a fur coat. When you talk to them, their expression is like they understand everything you say. If you don't know what I mean, it's the exact opposite of the look your parents give you anytime you talk to them. A pet monkey is a way to be special. Every other kid has a dog or a cat or a fish or some sort of bird. Big stinking deal. But you walk into school and let it be known you've got a monkey at home and you are the instant object of worship. And monkeys are good for more than just bragging rights. Think about it. When was the last time your dog threw a fistful of its own duty at one of your stupid friends? Sure, they're smelly and noisy and unpredictable. So is your little brother. And when it comes to teaching someone to smoke a cigar and ride a tricycle, the monkey learns faster. And when your little brother gets older and gets mean and loses his mind, you just have to deal with it. With a monkey, it's see you around, cheetah, and off to the crazy monkey farm he goes. Then you just go to the monkey store and get a fresh one. But don't get the same kind. There's all kinds of monkeys to choose from. Little squirrel monkeys, lemurs, and the classic organ grinder variety. But don't get a chimpanzee. They're an ape. And if you accidentally call them a monkey, they get all quiet and stare at you. Besides, I think they can read your mind. But no matter what monkey you choose, the trick is getting your folks to go along with it. After all, they're the ones who are going to be taking care of it. Until next time, this is Sherman Pratt reminding you that it's Kids World, rule it.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Listen to this award-winning broadcast brought to you by the Big Show Drive-In Theater.
Hello, friends. Your old pal Bert Fern here with a big, big announcement. The spring has sprung. The grass has riz. Do you know what time it is? You guessed it. Time for another exciting season of cinematic spectacle right here at the Big Show Drive-In Theater. It's opening weekend, and that can only mean one thing. It's family night. Sick of being cooped up in the house with the snot gobblers for the last year?
Yes.
Have they danced the hucklebuck on your last good nerve?
Yes.
Are you ready to take the gas pipe and end it all?
Yeah.
Well, what's a few more hours going to matter then? Pile the brats in the family truckster and make tracks to the Big Show Drive-In Theater this weekend. Our first feature is a world premiere. Six songwriters shipwrecked on a deserted island, driven crazy by hunger. When all seems lost, a crate washes ashore. A crate of peanut butter and jelly. Little do they know that it's contaminated with radioactivity, turning them all into raving maniacs. When they're finally rescued, they release the mother of all diabolical plots on the world. A song to drive the planet crazy. See what I mean? It's Peanut Butter Jelly Time, the movie. And our second feature, Amity Island, the scene of one of the worst great white shark attacks in history. The seas have been quiet for decades. Until now. The great-great-grandson of the legendary Jaws has returned to the scene of the crime, determined to outshine his deadly ancestor. Are you ready for the horror of Baby Shark? Taking a tiny little bite out of your summer. Both of our big box office blowouts bring a cast of thousands. Benjamin Bratt, Benjamin Button, Ben Affleck, has Ben Affleck, Eddie Murphy, Eddie Redmayne, Eddie Munster, Mr. Ed, Mrs. Ed, Mr. T, Ice-T, Sweet Pea, B. Arthur, C. Arthur, Arthur Godfrey, Godfrey Cambridge, Timothy Oliphant, Ollie Timofant, Sandra Bullock, Sandra Day O'Connor, Sin Bad, Sin Good, Sin Average, and that Nick Searcy impersonator who lets you punch him in the bunghole for an extra $5, which he spends on tweezers and extra small condoms.
Hello.
Get there early for a Three Stooges festival, and afterwards we'll have the second annual Mo Howard Memorial Eye Poke Competition, hosted by last year's winner, One-Eyed Willie Preston. And don't forget to come hungry. Visit our famous concession stand. We've got fried chicken, baked chicken, barbecue chicken, chicken salad, tuna surprise, tuna no surprise, sushi, sashimi, kimchi, kimhi, kimhishi, tacos, burritos, chicken toes, meatless burgers, veggieless salad, cookie-less cookies, and a steaming rack of ribs direct from J. Dahmer Funeral Associates that may or may not come from that drifter who went missing near the overpass 2 weeks ago.
How much for an order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? Let me get one.
One order of ribs.
One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry. You got cheese for 100?
How they last. It's opening weekend at the Big Show Drive-In Theater. Just take the Millsburg Expressway past the car-sized pothole in the exit lane. Take a hard right on Dustin Diamond Parkway. Turn right at the Krusty Nipple Gentleman's Club. At the third roadkill possum, hang a casual left down the gravel road. When you see Tater Moran airing out her sweater hogs, you've arrived. Get $5 off when you say the secret word.
stings you and you have a big what?
This is your old pal Bert Fern saying, I'll see you there.
Good morning, the Big Show is on the radio. Hang over your local news, weather, and sports.
This is His Royal Majesty King Vidor, slayer of the Visigoths, destroyer of the Mongol, and aggravator of the Ottoman Empire. Or listening to my two royal jesters, those gap-toothed barbarians, John Boy and Billy, on Ye Old Big Show. Arise, Sir Lord of Beef! Arise, Duke of Ellington! Arise, Water of Ten! Essence of Myrrh! Milk of Magnesia!
It's a big show on the radio. All right, y'all. You know I'm all about them church bulletin bloopers that I've been reading over the years, and you always get them because it's the same ones over and over, and they're new to me. But here's something I'm sure that I hadn't done. Actual things doctors have written on their notes about patients. Uh-oh. Does that sound familiar?
As we all get
a little older, you know, now you got the online, you can go after your doctor's appointment and read what they said. So if y'all catch any funny ones, let me know.
You mean from this list? Or?
No, in real life, in y'all's life going on here. So here's some actual ones that I have. The doctor writes, she has no rigors or shaking chills, but her husband states she was very hot in bed last night.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Patient has chest pain if she lies on her left side for over a year. I think I might cramp up myself there. If y'all think rim shots might help these, feel free to jump in. The patient was examined, X-rated, and sent home. On the second day, the knee was better, and on the third day, it disappeared. I could use that right now on my good knee. The patient is tearful and crying constantly. Yeah. She also appears to be depressed. Well, way to figure that out there, Fooey. The patient has been depressed since she began seeing me in 1993.
Wow.
Self-evaluation.
Well, 1993, that's a tale. These had been around a while, but it's amazing how I hadn't found them still now. Discharge status, alive, but without my permission.
No.
Okay. Healthy, appearing decrepit, 69-year-old male, mentally alert, but forgetful. What? The patient refused autopsy.
Yes, I...
The patient has no previous history of suicides. Patient has left white blood cells at another hospital. Patient had waffles for breakfast and anorexia for lunch.
Oh.
She is numb from her toes down. The skin was moist and dry. The baby was delivered, the cord clamped and cut, and handed to the pediatrician, who breathed and cried immediately. An occasional, constant, infrequent headaches. Well,
Say that again.
Occasional, constant, infrequent headaches.
Holy cow.
I think they're supposed to select one.
Pick one?
Yeah.
The patient lives at home with his mother, father, and pet turtle, who is presently enrolled in daycare 3 times a week.
Wow, what a strain.
It is hard to read Dr. Handwriting.
And one more I might want to keep an eye on with this. Patient's past medical history has been remarkably insignificant, with only a 40-pound weight gain in the past 3 days.
What?
So, yes, besides that, everything's looking good. Thank you very much. Don't forget, send those in to bigshow.com.
And tip your waitress.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.